Donald Trump and Joe Biden meet tonight in their first presidential debate. Just ahead of the candidates' face-to-face showdown, reporter Rusty Jacobs sampled the views of voters in a tightly contested county in this key battleground state.
On a late afternoon in Granville County, Linda Smart was taking a stroll around beautiful Lake Rogers Park with her husband Henry and their friend.
We're hikers and kayakers and stuff, so we're usually at parks.
The Smarts recently moved north to Granville from Durham to find a little more wide open space. Granville has a population of more than 60,000 people spread out over 536 square miles. Durham County has a population five times Granville's, packed into just 298 square miles. Smart, whose husband is retired from the Air Force, is a registered Republican and says she'll be voting for Donald Trump this year, just as she did in 2016.
He's great with the military. I think he's good with law and order.
Nearby, 80-year-old Faye Jones is sitting at a picnic table enjoying the mild temperatures on an autumn afternoon. The registered Democrat already mailed in her ballot this year and says she voted for Joe Biden. But she describes her choice as more of a vote against Donald Trump because, in her words, he's just too harsh sometimes.
And I don't know why he feels like he has to be that way, but I think it's just him.
Over at Holt Reservoir near the town of Butner, John Lancaster, who has been fishing, expresses similar reservations about Trump.
He's just a little bit too arrogant for me. He's a little over the top.
Lancaster's a registered Republican who's bouncing back from a rough period struggling with alcoholism, but says he's been clean for a year and living in a halfway house that has provided him with stability. Lancaster says he thinks Biden's a better candidate.
I think Biden cares more about the Social Security, about older people, insurance.
You pass a lot of farms and horse pastures on the 10-minute drive from Butner to the city of Creedmoor, population 4,100. That's where I found the Major League Barbershop and Waltie Blackwell cutting a tow-headed teen's hair. Blackwell is a 41-year-old black single mother of three, ages 6 to 16. She struggles to make ends meet while helping her kids with remote learning.
I would like to see them back in schools, but I want to make sure it's done safely.
Blackwell is a registered Democrat who voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016, but says she hasn't made up her mind yet this year. Stepping outside to talk politics, Blackwell says she feels Trump's divisive rhetoric has made the country a more hostile place, and she fears for her children.
I just want them to grow up in a better world where they don't have to be afraid where they go or how they look.
Over at the Owl House Cafe on Main Street, Mark Grindstaff is enjoying a sweet tea at a sidewalk table. The 54-year-old registered Republican is a staunch Trump supporter. Grindstaff believes Trump will help the country regain lost values associated with a gauzy image of the 1950s he's only heard about from his parents.
There was honor, integrity, respect.
And without a hint of irony, Grindstaff accuses Trump's opponents of looking backwards. Granville County went for Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012 by healthy margins, but it flipped in 2016, going for Trump by 2 percentage points. Meredith College political science professor David McLennan describes Granville as a quintessential ex-urban battleground, caught smack dab in the middle of the red conservative countryside and the blue urban areas of the triangle.
In reality, the voting patterns indicate that it's almost a 50-50 county.
Making this year's results in Granville County, like the state itself, tough to predict with Election Day just 5 weeks away. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.